welcome to Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us this week. We are going to be running solo, not solo alone, but solo Ava and I will be together. Good to see you, Ava.
Good to see you, too. Are you ever really alone, though?
Never alone.
Didn't think whatever. So.
Something like that. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to be talking a little bit about invasive carp. Some interesting things came out of that recently that pulled out of a body of water not far from everybody. Also a story I think you're all going to want to stick around towards the end of the show. We're going to be talking about an official word on how long to fry fish. Stay tuned for more Valley Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, it is good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too. We're missing a friendly face again this week, but, you know, duty calls for those that are more important than you and I.
I sometimes just kind of wonder, that's all.
Wouldn't it be
Who's
nice?
Who's priority?
Wouldn't it be nice? No. It would not be nice.
No. So you and I are talking off air, and trail cams have always been a topic of conversation, and you have not told me what you saw on a trail cam, but it intrigued me. So spill it. This is the first time I'm hearing this. I have not heard this before.
Well, this is
honest reaction coming up. Stay tuned. Wait for
this
it.
This just transpired 2 days ago. And earlier, remember how I mentioned that on trail cam we got a deer with an arrow sticking out its side? Well, I'm going to get a copy of that photo. I'm going to get that to you so you can put that up
so I can
on
have proof.
Our website and Facebook.
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
Mm-hmm. But we had a feline decide to show up on our trail cam.
Bobcat?
Yes, sir.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and Dustin's been putting in time. He is now muzzle loading. And he's like, I think that bobcat's back because...
That could be, you could use that for terminology for Thanksgiving as well.
What, muzzle loading?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filling your muzzle with food.
Yeah.
See.
He thought that the bobcat might have been back because no squirrels were on the ground.
Well,
he's I think that thing is around.
Okay, so I wouldn't mind that. I think we've all experienced the nothing, no sound for a while, and all of a sudden you hear this. It's got to be a deer. It has to be a deer. It's behind
me. Makes your heart stop.
And how do I get my bow turned around to get a shot? And it's a stupid gray squirrel. So maybe that's not such a bad thing, except... Yeah, maybe there's also other animals, ungulates. I'll be like that, huh? Ungulates?
Yeah.
That don't like to hang around either.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be a little bit spooked.
Well, even though it's a small predator, it's a predator. So, you know, even bigger
prey. And they don't travel
prey.
In packs. Those are more individual, but they're not necessarily going to go in that realm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a really good photo of it, too. Like, all it's right, looking at the camera and everything.
We will have that posted on the valleyoutdoors.com.
Yes.
That will be there. We'll probably put it on Facebook, too, so check the Facebook site out. That, along with those earrings, I got to get those things up there.
I sent that to you. You took that photo.
I took the photo. I got to get those pictures up there.
You have a lot to catch up on.
No, I don't. I don't have that much. I don't have that much. Other than, this weekend... Went out and did some skiing this weekend for the first time of the year. All I can say is when you get done skiing 2 days back to back all day and you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning wondering what car hit you.
Yeah. That was the first thing I asked you when you said I went skiing this weekend.
Sore.
I'm like, you sore?
Well, it's like, weird. Oh, yeah. And it's not like I can't walk type sore. It's just one of those things where you've got now have muscles that you didn't know you had places. And it's like, oh, all right. That feels good. Getting back into it. So that's not a bad thing.
Do you stretch before you ski?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you stretch long enough, though?
10 minutes.
Okay. See, I never stretch long enough. I
do 10 minutes. 10 minutes of stretch. The problem is that when you're going into it, you drove an hour and a half, and then you go back out into the cold. It's more like you need to warm up before you stretch, which is a key, and that's normally what I. Yeah, it doesn't help. So, speaking of stretch, this is not a stretch. This is something that has been going on for a little bit now. Jesse Diggins, local sweetheart from Afton, her mom and dad had a business in Red Wing, so local contact. We've had her on the show before, Skyped her before she went in the Olympics. She took cross-country skiing World Cup lead with a dominant win this last weekend. Grabbed the cross-country skiing World Cup lead. Dominant 10K freestyle victory by 23 seconds, which is ginormous. That's huge. She's had every color of medal in the Olympics, and it was an interval start race where the temperatures were in the single digits, and Sweden's Anderson was runner-up. Last February, she took the 10K free in the World Championship, become the first ever cross-country skier to win an individual world title. At that point, Anderson was in third. Another Swede would be ended up in the silver medalist position. Diggins owns 15 FIS World Cup wins now. It's the most U.S. cross-country skiing medals in history or wins in history. Of those, 8 were the 10-kilometer free race and her largest margin of victory of the 8. Is that pretty cool or what?
Yeah, she's pretty impressive. Makes you feel bad about yourself, but it's all right.
She's in the lead for the World Cup title. And that's the biggest annual prize in the sport, combining results from the entire season. After 4 races, which lasts into March, she and co-countrywoman Rosie Brennan are 1-2 in the standings. That's awesome. It's never happened before. So I looked a little bit more into it. Believe it or not, if you do want to watch Jesse and the U.S. team.
Yeah.
Minnesota Jesse Diggins announces the 2024 Lopet tickets. They're going to be available. It's going to be at Theater Worth Park, February 17th through the 19th. You can buy tickets if you want to be in a bleachers or at standing room only. General admission, you have to have a ticket to get in. It's free, but if you want a bleachers, it's $75 per ticket, $35 for kids, and there's VIP spectator experience packages that are about $500. It's going to be cool. It's in Minneapolis. How can you not? It's the first time in 20 years the World Cup cross country has been in the United States and first time in Minnesota. So absolutely cool event. Sign up for that.
Yeah, what a great opportunity.
Yeah, get online, order some tickets. And we are going to be right back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.